Have you ever wondered why a simple price tag can transform your perception of value? An Arizona jewelry store owner made a costly mistake, or so she thought. Instead of slashing turquoise prices in half, she accidentally doubled them. The unsellable pieces flew off the shelves. Nothing about the jewelry changed except the number on the tag. Yet suddenly, customers saw quality where they'd seen none before. This wasn't an isolated fluke. Wine tasters consistently rate identical wines more favorably when told they're expensive. Luxury brands thrive not despite their high prices, but because of them. What's happening here isn't about the product at all. It's about the moment before you even consider the product. That fleeting instant when your mind is primed, your defenses are down, and your decision is already half made. This is the realm of persuasion, the art of winning people over before they realize the game has begun. Persuasion operates in that critical heartbeat before a message arrives. The most skilled persuaders don't waste energy perfecting their pitch, they engineer the mental state that receives it. Think of it like preparing soil before planting seeds. The ground determines everything. Ellen Langer discovered something remarkable at a copy machine. People waiting in line were far more likely to let someone cut ahead when they heard the word because, even when what followed made no sense. "May I use the copy machine because I need to make copies?" worked nearly as well as "because I'm in a rush." The trigger word because flipped a mental switch, activating automatic compliance. Our brains are wired for these shortcuts. Mother turkeys respond almost exclusively to the cheep cheep sound of their chicks. Play that sound through a stuffed predator and she'll nurture it tenderly. Silence her actual chicks and she might attack them. We're not so different, just running more complex programs. These mental shortcuts aren't flaws, they're survival mechanisms that help us navigate overwhelming complexity. But they make us vulnerable to those who understand which buttons to push, especially when we're rushed, stressed, uncertain, or fatigued. No human society exists without reciprocity, the invisible architecture that lets us give without losing and trust without certainty. When Ethiopia sent $5,000 to Mexico in 1985 during its own devastating famine, it was repaying a 50-year-old debt from Mexico's help during the Italian invasion. The obligation transcended logic and self-interest. Dennis Reagan's experiment proved reciprocity's power. Subjects who received a 10-cent Coca-Cola from Joe bought twice as many raffle tickets from him, regardless of whether they liked Joe. The Hare Krishna Society weaponized this by thrusting flowers into travelers' hands at airports, transforming strangers into debtors before they could refuse. The Disabled American Veterans Organization nearly doubles donations by including unsolicited address labels. You didn't ask for them, yet they create psychological weight demanding relief. We crave consistency with obsessive intensity. Racetrack bettors become significantly more confident in their horse after placing a bet, though nothing has changed. Consistency feels virtuous, suggesting strength and rationality. Inconsistency suggests weakness, so we double down, often against our own interests. Telephone solicitors exploit consistency brilliantly. They open with, "How are you feeling today?" When you respond positively, as social convention demands, they pivot. "I'm glad to hear that, because we're calling to ask if you'd help those less fortunate." Refusing now feels inconsistent with your just proclaimed well-being. This tactic nearly doubles compliance. The Chinese communists mastered this during the Korean War through tiny escalations. Prisoners first made trivial statements. "The United States is not perfect." Then they explained these imperfections, listed them, signed the list, read it to others, then expanded it into essays. Each small step felt reasonable, yet together they transformed self-image until prisoners' own words appeared in propaganda broadcasts. This foot-in-the-door technique works everywhere. Homeowners who agreed to display a tiny "Be a Safe Driver" sign were 76% likely to later permit an enormous billboard on their lawns versus only 17% of others. The small commitment had rewritten their identity into public-spirited citizens who act on their principles. The power lies not in the initial request size, but in how it reshapes self-perception, making subsequent larger requests feel like natural extensions of who we've already declared ourselves to be.
We determine what's correct by observing what others think is correct. This social proof principle offers a convenient shortcut and a dangerous vulnerability. Everyone despises canned laughter, yet audiences laugh more and rate comedy funnier when it's present. Television executives deploy laugh tracks most aggressively for weak material, knowing we respond even when we recognize the manipulation. Bartenders salt tip jars with dollar bills. Church ushers seed collection baskets. Advertisers trumpet fastest-growing products because others' approval serves as sufficient proof. Since most people are imitators rather than initiators, we're persuaded more by others' actions than direct evidence. Social proof works most powerfully when we are uncertain, creating pluralistic ignorance. During emergencies, everyone glances around, trying not to appear unsophisticated. Seeing others appear calm, we interpret danger as normalcy. A seizure victim received help 85% of the time with one witness versus only 31% with five present, uncertainty amplified by the crowd. Jonestown exemplified social proof's darkest potential. In isolated Guyana, Jim Jones created perfect conditions. Uncertainty in an alien environment where followers had no reference point except fellow cult members. When Jones called for mass suicide, the willing participants who drank poison first and the crowd's own misinterpreted calm facilitated the orderly procession toward death.
We prefer saying yes to people we know and like. Tupperware parties weaponize this. The social bond between hostess and guests proved twice as predictive of purchases as product preference. Physical attractiveness triggers automatic positive assumptions. Attractive political candidates receive 2.5 times more votes. Good-looking applicants get hired more often, and handsome defendants receive lighter sentences. We favor people similar to us. Requesters dressed like us receive help twice as often. Car salespeople scan trade-ins for camping gear or golf balls to manufacture shared interests. Authority commands even more powerful compliance. Stanley Milgram's Yale experiment revealed 65% of ordinary people administered what they believed were dangerous 450-volt shocks simply because a lab-coded authority figure instructed them. These weren't cruel individuals, but teachers, plumbers, and priests who showed extreme distress yet continued. We respond as readily to symbols of authority as genuine authority itself. A nurse complied with the caller claiming to be a doctor, ordering a dangerous dosage. A requester in a security guard uniform achieved 92% compliance versus 42% in civilian clothes. Scarcity makes opportunities appear more valuable. Homeowners insulate more readily when told of losses rather than savings. This explains why collectors treasure rare items and limited time tactics drive sales. Scarcity derives power from two sources. We use availability as a quality shortcut, and we resist threats to our freedom. When choice is limited, we desire it more. Psychological reactance. The Romeo and Juliet effect demonstrates this. Parental interference intensifies teenage romance. Scarcity works most powerfully when sudden. Cookies that became scarce mid-experiment were valued more than those scarce from the start. Revolutions typically occur when improving conditions suddenly reverse, not among the perpetually deprived. The most potent scarcity combines limited availability with social demand. Our best defense combines awareness with counter-strategies. Redefine compliance tactics as sales devices rather than gifts. Consult your gut before rationalizations kick in. Recognize counterfeit social proof. Question authority expertise and truthfulness. Use emotional arousal as a warning signal. Understanding influence principles protects us from manipulation while preserving the mental shortcuts that make modern life manageable. In a world engineered to bypass your conscious mind, awareness becomes the ultimate act of self-defense.